Thursdays.
Waking up with the Wolf.
Hey, wake up.
Wow, I am not drunk enough to enjoy this yet.
Damn right.
Terry joined just now. Terry, what is unusual about you?
Well, I had a car accident in 85, and I've been talking like this ever since.
What we've been having everybody do who's trying out for the announcer job is read tongue twisters to see their vocal dexterity. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll try anything
here we go.
Once.
All right, here we go. This is Terry.
I'll try anything once.
Terry Spurbeck's audition, tongue twister number one. Ready? Go.
Don't break my bulb eggs. You bastard. Don't break my bob egg, you bastard. Don't break my bob egg, you bastard.
This is going to sound crazy, but...
It's the Wolf.
Okay, you're weirding me out right now.
Hotline's ringing picks. Yes, Jackie.
How are you, Wolf?
I'm fine, Jackie.
I'm listening to your show on the radio here, Wolf.
Yes, Jackie.
All right, the woman just called up and she said that she was staying home for break.
Right, that's
I have
right.
a little joke for that, Wolf.
What are the odds?
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
A guy calls in sick to work.
Right.
What's wrong, says the boss.
Right.
The guy says, I'm sick. The boss says, you sound all right. The guy says, no, I'm really sick, believe me. Then the boss says, listen, you were fine yesterday, and we have a lot of work today. I want you in here. You can't be that sick. And the guy says, dude, I just banged my sister. Don't tell me I'm not sick.
Oh,
Shecky.
My God.
Shecky. Why are you going dirty?
He's branching out.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh?
Waking up with the Wolf.
This is a big joke.
Bring in Mr. Westchester for a minute.
Hey, Mr. Westchester.
John, give a little explanation as to who Mr. Westchester is.
This is Mark Molnar. He happens to show up at every single appearance the radio station does in hopes of landing a bumper sticker.
And
we don't make bumper stickers. We just make the window clings. And I don't know why he would want either because he doesn't own a car.
I have a question. Why do homeless people always wear a lot of clothes in the winter?
Hold on, Ellen. He's not homeless.
Yes, he is.
No, he is.
You're homeless.
I got myself in a dilemma, and I have chosen to stay in the dilemma.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
You're on the horns of a dilemma, you say.
Do you have any money?
A little bit.
Not enough to get you an apartment?
Probably not.
Okay, does that... What are you people laughing at? This man is suffering. I'm serious. I have never seen him look so unhappy. He comes to all...
He was bubbly in the waiting room.
No, I'm not looking to win any free tickets.
Yes, you are. Admit it. You want free tickets. That's why you came here.
I'd like Mr. Wolf to find a nice lady, maybe make an announcement over the air.
Excuse me, you're
That's
homeless.
That's his plan.
You want some booty.
You don't need booty. You need an apartment.
He wants a lady with an apartment.
I'm not going to help you find a lady when you're homeless.
A lady with an apartment.
Right.
He wants a lady to take him in and take care of him.
Hot chick on the hotline?
See?
All right, let's see who this is. Hello.
Hi, I was just listening to the radio, and I'm so turned on by that homeless guy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Sick with a head cold and also no place to live.
Hold on.
Sounds enticing.
That's not a good opening line.
The truth.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
It's the Wolf.
I smoke the reefer, and I f*** my wife deeper, and I finally told my brother his daughter is mine. Then I said I didn't know it was such a blast to live like you were dying.
Hey, is it good?
Yeah, how you doing? I'd like to get some pork chops.
I'm sorry. You don't have pork chops.
No pork chops today?
Spaghetti.
No. All right, let me get the spaghetti and meatballs and some garlic bread.
Sorry, we don't have that either.
You got the couscous?
No, sorry, we don't have that either.
All right, give me a nice red snapper.
Oh, my God.
I feel like a good snapper. You got a nice, like a mixed snapper?
No, I'm sorry, we don't have that either.
You don't have any mixed snapper?
Mixed oatmeal.
Hello?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
What do you got? What's your name? Because I'm really hungry.
She's on the menu?
Oh, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh? With that in mind, I humbly present
Wolf in the Morning.
See, now Rocket Steve is outside of a convenience store in Troy.
Describe what you're going to do inside, Steve.
All right, this bottle of faux windshield washer fluid. I'm going to go inside with it, act like I'm on the phone with my mother, who will not allow me to have a beautiful little puppy. I'm going to proceed to drink from the so-called washer fluid. This guy will flip out, and then fun will ensue.
All right, go for it.
Walk us through it. Talk. Remember, it's radio.
It's a dangerous deal.
I'm going in right now.
He's in Troy right
now. All right, Mom, listen up, Mom. I really want this puppy. If you don't let me have the puppy, I'm going to kill myself by drinking washer fluid. So what is it, Ma? Can I have the puppy? No? You know, let me have the puppy? I'm ending it all! I'm drinking this washer fluid! You suck! In 10 minutes, I'll be dead because of you!
Steve, throw the phone at him.
You're no good! I got to know. I'm drinking it.
No, you're not!
Because I am. No, I'm drinking it.
Give me here!
No! No! I'm killing myself!
No, you're not!
It's all over!
No, you're not!
No, get off! Give
me here!
No!
Give me here!
No, no, no!
No one complains because they think you're a damn lunatic.
Waking up with the Wolf.
Hey, what a surprise. James Taylor joins us in the studio. James.
It's good to see you, Bob.
Nice to have you here, James.
I'm happy that you played one of my songs there.
Well, I love your songs, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, James. Which
just made me another nickel.
Whatever I can do to help with that new addition on your estate in Lenox,
sure,
Mass.
Sure.
Yeah, I know you live nearby now, and it's nice that you could stop by.
Not close by, yeah.
I do have a question for you.
Lyrically, you know.
What is your favorite song of yours?
I call them crowd pleasers, Bob.
Right.
Oh, yeah. CPs.
You don't enjoy playing them?
No, I hate performing.
Really?
I hate my fans, and I hate the people. My favorite song to do perform, actually, is Close Your Eyes.
Why is that, Jim?
Because I do it last. I close with that when I leave. So
you walk out with your eyes shut?
Yeah, if you hear any of the live versions of Close Your Eyes, you can actually hear the bus starting in the background.
Hi, how you doing today? This is and I wanted to know, there was the other morning you had on your show, it was about a place over in Africa. They were looking for someone to hang some people, whatever. Yeah, I was just wondering if you give me the number for that. You have a nice day. Keep the pics going. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
They're smart. They are organized.
It's the Wolf.
There's no reason to keep the show on the air. None.
That's great.
Let me be the first to say thanks.
You'll feel good. Trust me.
Freaking awesome.
Waking up with the Wolf.